Welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. This is your host, Ishai Breslauer. Here we meet every Monday to talk commercial real estate and prop tech. We will dive deep into the different asset classes, discuss the market, talk about the new and exciting technologies, meet key people in the industry, and get some inspiration. Let's begin. Hey guys, before we start, I just want to point out the 6 best secrets for commercial real estate. It's a free download. Go to the text side and you will find it. It has absolutely great information, completely free, how to become a landlord, how to determine the value of a property, or creative financing for commercial real estate. All of it is completely free. Go download it. Also, I want to point out my CRE crash course. It's a 2-week must-have program with a must-have skills for commercial real estate, like investment strategies, the must-have financial terms, how a deal is done. Go take a look at it, go to the text side and click on the link. And now let's continue with our program. Hey guys, this is Ishai Breslau. Welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show. Hope you guys are doing fantastic. Part 2 of the depression unfolding of the historical overview about the depression. Last week was part 1. If you didn't listen to it, go back and listen to part 1. This is part 2. Again, every show is about, give or take, 20 minutes. Historical overview about the depression. We're going to do it for, again, 3 times. Last week was the first one. This is the second one. Next week is going to be the third and last. Today is the second part. I hope you guys enjoy it. You guys, again, if you didn't listen to it, go back and listen to part 1. Now we're starting part 2. Hope you guys enjoy it. There it is.
An international aspect I'd like to talk about. Comes out Herbert Hoover and did something that, in many opinions, was this something that changed the world. Herbert comes out to the media and says, we are stopping the support to Germany. We're stopping the financial support to Germany. That's what he said, Herbert Hoover. We just, yes, Yom HaShoah here. The Holocaust Remembrance Day. That's what Herbert Hoover said. And many, many interpreters say that that was the trigger that brought World War II. How? Because the economy in Germany was already bad, and that's why they needed support, because post-World War I, they are in trouble. And they are dependent on this support that America is giving them. And all of a sudden comes Herbert Hoover and says, I'm not giving you that support. You are not getting the money. You're not getting it. I'm not helping you. And at that point, Germany goes down to a place where they weren't for many, many years. Things go really, really bad. They get really, really awful. And at that point, the socialism parties coming out, communists are coming, all the parties, democracy basically is being destroyed by that act. Okay? And just to make you understand, Hitler had very, very little support in 1929, very little support, and his party was not even close to be elected. And then 1933, he's elected to be the Chancellor of Germany. It's unbelievable. Same effect happens to France, and they get down to 25. The Europe became a place with 25% unemployment rate. Now, I had a lot of people. I gave this same video right here that I'm giving now. I did in Israel a few days ago, and some people watched live, some people went off and watched it later. But I got some comments, and one of the people is asking me, you live in Israel. Why do you talk about America? Why do you talk about the U.S. economy? When you live in Israel, we have our problems here, etc. First of all, I work in America. Okay, I work in the U.S. I work in real estate in the U.S. That's my focus. That's one. The second thing is, look what happened in 2008, I told them. 2008 was not a crisis that was related to some places in Europe had their own issues, Greece, Italy, etc. But I'm saying in general, the subprime crisis was in America. That's what happened. The banks in America defaulted. That's what happened. Okay. And the Fed came in to help them. And then the recession happened, et cetera, et cetera. It did not happen, especially not in Israel. In Israel, the banks were very responsible, but that's what happens. And you learn from every crisis that was with serious magnitude that America brought the world down. The world center of world economy is in the U.S., in New York. And when something happens that is in serious magnitude in the stock exchange, it brings down the economy all over the world. And that's what happened here. And as I said, it brought Germany and brought Hitler to rule this whole crisis. And we know what happened later. Going back to 1930 in America, America fell into a recession at that point. It's not a depression yet. It's a recession. And the GDP goes down 50%. And at that point starts a ripple effect that brings to a depression. Okay? 50%. People, what does that mean? What does that really mean to, you know, when you say, okay, percentage, what does that mean in people? It means that people are going down to the streets. They don't have jobs. And they're starting to stand in line to get some soup because they don't have the money to buy food. Okay? In June, there's usually, of 1930, June, there's usually at that time of spring, the summer, you know, usually the stock market goes down. But June usually is a time of everything goes up because there's like springtime and everything is like, a lot of it has to do with human nature and behavior. And people in June usually buy stocks in order, and usually the stock market goes up. What happened in June was the stock market went even lower and lower, went down and down and down. And by October, it wasn't until October 1930 that the country got into a depression. Okay? Now, what is a depression? A depression is the most depressing thing you could think of, okay? Other than a war, it's, I think, one of the worst things. I'm going to tell you a few things I read about, saw, looked at movies, listened to historians, some horrible stuff. And if we need to get ready for something like that, I really hope not. I really hope not. And I have a feeling it's not going to be as bad. But you know what? We have to get ready for anything. Because crazy thing that is happening out there, we have to be ready for anything. Okay? What did happen? First of all, 1 out of 5 people is unemployed. 1 out of 5 people is unemployed in the U.S. People cannot survive and are looking for food in the streets or looking for any single type of job. If you saw Cinderella Man, that gave you a little bit of an aspect of what happened. People looking for the dollar so they can buy 1 or 2 things so they can survive just today or now. The government, again, is not giving anything at that time. There's no unemployment. There's no Social Security. That did not come until later. By the way, and I'm going to talk about it, when Roosevelt came along, that's when the Social Security came along. I'm going to talk about it. But there's no Social Security at that point in 1930. Everything is really bad. Due to the fact that the government is not helping in a tremendous way, or is not helping at all, some might say, the charity organizations are collapsing. Charity organizations are collapsing. They don't have enough money in order to give people standing in line, they don't have enough funds. And that became really bad. And I saw a video of a person who remembers his mother standing in line for food, being embarrassed standing in line for food, and he's right there. And he remembers it very vividly. Obviously, we don't have much people today to talk about those things. Just like we don't have people to talk about the Holocaust, which happened later, okay? Definitely we don't have people to talk about today, but there are some recordings of people that spoke, old people from several years ago who are not with us today, who spoke about this and described those things. So this guy is telling about his mother standing in line for food, telling that his father lost his job, and he's seeing him as a child. He goes to school, and he sees his father's in the street, sorry. He sees his father in the streets selling ties. and he's embarrassed. And today he's thinking about it, and he's embarrassed by himself being embarrassed, you know, being ashamed of his dad. some horrible things. And then the same guy says that his father went to, you know, clean windows and falls and he gets hurt and bad things happen. And people went out to the streets, start looking for themselves. What am I going to do? What am I going to, what's my next move? What am I going to be busy with? What's my next job? Some people were so embarrassed. They wore ties and suit and hat that they had at that back in the day. And they go out to the street because they are embarrassed to tell their families they lost their jobs. And they're going out and they're doing the same thing. And things got really, really bad. One thing that struck me was the competitions. There were dance competitions that were created in the, during the Depression. One of the dance competitions, something really horrible. Couples came out and they were, and some people made money out of this. They took out and they said, we make a competition. Whoever stays standing last is getting a reward of $500, which was a lot of money back then. And young people came out, man and wife usually, and they came out and they danced and the idea is last man standing. People for days are standing. There are videos of that. It's horrible. You see people collapsing, a person holding his wife like a dead person, and she's trying to still make her dance. They brought the upside of this whole thing that they brought beds, doctors, soups, so people can have, at least they have something to eat if they go there. But it was pretty horrific. You see the pictures there, and it's horrible, okay? And that's what people did. Those people who came in, I guess, paid 2 cents. Those people who danced wanted to get to the $500 in order to survive. But at least if they did, they got some food. Horrible things. another picture that is becoming very, very, something that everybody sees, properties in the streets. People get foreclosed. They get out of their homes. And all their belongings are in the street. And a lot of, fights with cops, with police officers that are trying to evacuate them from their homes, and they're fighting, trying to stay. Horrible, horrible things. And a lot of scenery of people with their belongings in the street. Don't know where to go, don't know what to do, and they just lost everything. And they don't know where to move their stuff. They're just stuck. And that's another picture that was done in the Depression. So a lot of people ask, okay, what did they do with their belongings after they were thrown out of their homes? And that was a concept that was, I would say, the mark of the Depression. The mark of the Depression is called Hooverville. The Hoovervilles, many of you maybe learned in school in history, the Hoovervilles are those tin, huts and homes that people built. They went to all kind of places, public areas like Central Park, like I don't know where, and they just put all these huts, and they were called Hoovervilles after they were mocking the president, Herbert Hoover, because he didn't do anything. So they went and they put those huts over there and those shags over there, and they called it Hooverville, okay? And there were many, many Hoovervilles all over the place. People in tin huts, and they're sitting there, and there are videos of that, and it's horrible. I can't imagine how people took showers, went to the bathroom. Horrible stuff, okay? And as bad as you think this got, in urban areas, it was not as bad. Even though it was horrible, it was not as bad as in rural areas. Farmers got it worse. Farmers got it worse, and I hear it today, and it's starting to reflect. I know it's not the same reason many times, oftentimes, but it's because of the corona. But then people could not afford to buy from the farmers their produce. Okay? And what happened? They started spilling the milk, spilling their stuff, their crops and everything. And therefore, farmers are starting to lose their lands. They can't pay. They can't handle it. They lose their lands. They're starting to get out. And there was a huge sense of homelessness at the time. Why? Because if in the urban areas people went to the Hoovervilles, and built those huts and, you know, and went there, then people in those, you know, out-of-town areas, the farmers, they just lost their land, and there was, they were getting into, you know, their cars or their wagons or whatever they had, and they started going and driving around. It was like the sense of wandering around, looking for where are we going to go next? What are we going to do next? It was pretty horrible. It was really, really, really bad. And that's what happened at that time. The paradox, the irony of this whole thing was that having people lose their homes, can't pay rent, can't pay their mortgage, and at the same time having landlords, banks, not being able to fill that home or sell that home because nobody else has money to buy it or rent it. So we had, on one hand, you had people outside in the street in the Hoovervilles or just wandering around, and then you had those empty condos or empty homes. People, so it was a crazy, crazy situation. Crazy situation. Steel was, you know, had become at that time such a major thing. It built America. It built America vertically. And 1929 to 1933 went down 10%, meaning 10% activity that was there before. People lost their jobs. People didn't buy. There was no more construction, pretty much. 10% of the activity. There was 10% of the activity. All these riots, people took it to the streets that Ray Dalio talks about. That's a sign of a depression is when people take it to the street. People take it and go to the street and socialism, you know, all these, you know, all these fights in the streets and communism, all these parties are coming out. At that time, you know, the KKK came out, all these anti-Semite parties, all these hater parties, even the Nazis in New York. They had all kind of events there. It was prior to World War II, of course, but they had all kind of things going on. The Depression brought out people to question democracy. That's what happens when you have those things. And this is really, really awful and bad. And just to make an example, Ford Company had 130,000 workers. 130,000 workers, they let go, and they stayed with 37,000 workers. Now, what happened is that these guys were used to get paid $50. They got down to $16 and took it to the street. Police came out, shootings, people die, people get injured. Really, really horrible. But I think that the worst scenery was in Washington. The worst scenery in Washington, there was a scenery of war veterans from World War I that were supposed to get their pension or their payments, etc. And all of a sudden, they don't get their money because the government doesn't have any more. And they made a petition to the Congress, and the Congress says, you're not getting anything. You're not getting anything. We're not giving you anything. It's bad. And people started, you know, on their own to make their way to Washington to go and protest and to show their, you know, and to come and to, I don't know, to stand there and to try to get back whatever belongs to them. And people came with their families, whoever could, and they stood there for days, and some people went back home. But those who stayed there came out, Herbert Hoover, and made the worst move. He took two people. One of them was Eisenhower, who later on became president, and they have decided to go and fight against those people. They came peacefully, and the impression that he got was that they are coming to danger the government or whatever it was. He took out the National Guard or National Guard or the Army, and brought tanks and whatever and whatnot. They started shooting at them. And these guys, a lot of people died. Children got injured and died. I don't know what happened there completely, but 13,000 people came there. And it was pretty bad and horrible. At that point, that was the point, by the way, that Herbert Hoover lost completely the trust of the crowd. He had almost nothing left, but whatever he had left, he lost it, and therefore was brought later for him to lose the presidency completely. America is looking for new leadership. Leadership is not doing anything, and things are really bad.
Hope you guys enjoyed part two of what we, you know, the historical overview of the Depression. Again, if you didn't listen to part one, go back to part one. Next week will be part three in the last part of the series, and then we're going to be back with the CRE Sharkey Show, normal type of guests with commercial real estate. Again, this was part two of the historical aspect of the Depression. Hope you guys enjoyed that part and you learned a lot from it. I'll see you next week. Next week will be part three. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'll see you in the next show. Part three of the Depression next week. You guys take care. Hey guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Sharkey Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.